Hey guys, welcome
Who are those
back.
girls? It's JK.
That's a new one? That's the new one you wrote?
No, that's the new girl intro.
Oh, it sounded different. Why did it sound different? I thought you put a little twist on it.
I skipped to the end. I just said, who are those girls? It's JK.
It sucks because I've been wanting to put an intro song over us, but in every beginning of the episode, we don't know how to introduce the show, so it doesn't flow. Like, we're just like completely a mess in the beginning.
I know. I feel like we don't have an intro or an outro, honestly.
We got a little outro moment. I did like a little end card and like tried to like...
Oh, true.
You
yes.
know what I mean? You know, yes. Tried to do something, girl. I don't know what's happening.
Guys, today's episode is very, 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 very exciting because me and Jesse just recently went to Marco Island together. And boy, do we have some stories for you.
Well, it was a bit of a disaster. It was amazing to see you. You know, I missed you very much.
Guys, I mean, I know we've talked about it 100 times on this podcast already because this is episode 4, by the way.
We're well on our way. Are Happy 1 month anniversary. I feel like we're in high school celebrating our month anniversaries, but it's worth it.
Oh my God. It's our month anniversary, guys. That's really exciting.
It is. What are you drinking?
It's been quite the journey. Oh, I'm drinking an Alani. That's not very good.
Okay. A Milani?
An Alani. Because I have to stay up. I have a long night ahead of me.
Oh, got you. I'm drinking a cold brew. Yum. So we're both on our way to the caffeination station.
Yes, we are. I love cold brew. It's my favorite. Jesse hated the coffee at the hotel we were at this past
weekend.
Bro,
it tasted like ass.
Did you try the cold brew?
No, I didn't even know they had that.
The cold brew is so good. It wasn't on the menu.
Oh. It wasn't on the menu. So how the fuck did you find out about it?
We said, do you guys offer cold brew by any chance? And they were like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God.
That is so interesting. Did you get it with flavor or what?
I added a little bit of oat milk to it.
No, I said flavor, not just bland, bland juice.
No, oat milk's delicious.
Oh, interesting. It was not good then, is what you're saying. If I would have tried it, I would have spit it out.
I'm not going to lie. Every single person I gave it to, they went, but I really liked it. Alex was like, girl. That tastes like water, girl. Well, that was a horrible southern accent.
You know Alex feels offended when you try to appropriate his culture. He don't like that.
He does. He said, don't do a southern accent. It's offensive.
Yeah. I
said,
what did you say to me? No, yeah. guys, we had a great time. She finally met my daughter, Amelie, because she had already met Noah before, even though he's like a giant
now. He's my son.
Yeah, he's a giant now. Remember? But yes, I
remember.
You always ask me that. Yes, Kathleen, I filmed it. I do remember.
No, but Amelie is so funny, guys. I love that you are, you know, like not putting your kids on the internet like that. Like, I do really respect
She's
that.
She's fucking hilarious.
But guys, you're missing out. You're missing out. Amelie is so funny. And I love that she has a little French accent like Nassim.
I don't know what her accent is. It's like, definitely
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, no, she's definitely got an accent. And she told you smelled good.
I know. I was like, oh, Jesse, she hugged me. She goes, you smell really nice.
And then I smelled you and I said, it smells like Baccarat Rouge, because it did.
But it wasn't Baccarat. Guys, Jesse is such an uncultured perfume person to tell me that I smelled like Baccarat Rouge when I was literally wearing a strawberry perfume.
What was it?
It's called Aphrodite. My friend got it for me in Greece. And it's none of the ingredients or notes, excuse me, that are in Baccarat Rouge. But she thought I smelled like Baccarat Rouge.
But it smelled identical, like a little dupe moment. I did not get strawberry, not even a little bit.
You are out of your mind. It smelled like amazing.
And I'm not uncultured. I was wearing Miami Nectar. Isn't that like pretty cool?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is actually a really good one.
That is the best summertime scent.
Oh, the best summertime scent.
There's nothing
scent.
Better.
I took my friend's because she just recently got it for me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take it on my little vacation because she got it from Greece for me. But dude, Miami Nectar is insane. So good. Have you tried Miami Glow from JLo?
When I was like 5.
But it's iconic still. It's so good. I
Does
get it on Amazon
it?
Still. The ones I buy on Amazon are probably 10 years old, but man.
Interesting. So you're just buying expired perfume?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, well, I love that for you. Anyway, we almost died in Marco Island.
Okay. So Jessie went to Marco Island with her whole family. She was having like a whole family reunion there.
Yeah.
And so she invited me and I went with my friend Michelle and it was amazing. We had a great time. But on Saturday, Jessie rented a boat for everybody.
Oh, wait, the boat you hated?
I'm going to punch her. I loved the boat. I had so much fun. The only thing about the boat is that we were a little bit lost for a little bit there.
Well, we were lost the entire time. We had no fucking idea where we were going at all. It was great. I loved it. But 99% of the boat experience is just boating. Like just boating on the river or the lake
yeah,
or
I
the
agree.
Ocean.
The thing is that it was like probably the hottest day in the entire world. And it was so funny because the back of the boat was the only part that had shade.
Yeah.
And that's everybody where I was in the back of the boat. Yeah, because Jessie had gotten extremely burnt the day before. She was in the pool the entire day and got burnt to a crisp.
Yep.
So the next day we all went on this boat and everybody was in the back under the shade. And then it was just me and Michelle in the front because we hadn't been there the day before with you guys. We took off and Joe, her stepdad, was the driver. We didn't have anybody else.
Yeah, we didn't have a captain or anything. Because I knew my stepdad could drive a boat because he like knows how to do it. But like in retrospect, I think the smart part about having someone else drive your boat is that they know where the fuck they're going. They're going.
Exactly. He's that like, I can help. Do this in Miami.
Yeah.
Not Marco Island.
No, we really wanted to get to this one place they were telling us about. They're like, if you go here, it literally felt like they were like dangling it in front of us. Like there's ice cream boats, beer boats, food boats. Like you can just chill there. It's like the best spot if you want to party. And we were like, hell yeah. Cause like my mom was watching the kids. I was like, let's go. Could not find it for like 3 hours. And then we just went back.
Dude, we took off on this boat looking for this freaking mirage.
Yeah, it would literally
like it felt like we were like looking.
And every turn felt like the same turn. I was like, why are we here again?
No, literally. It was so insane. So by the time that we stopped at this place, like we were like, fuck it, let's just like throw the anchor in the water and let's just take a dip because we're all melting and it was so hot. We were like, let's just jump in the water. Let's, you know, whatever. They dock the boat. They throw the little anchor into the water and like ants. Everybody just jumped off without Joe saying anything. He wanted to tell everybody to put on a life vest and we literally didn't listen to him. Everybody just jumped into the water, but it was Michelle, Nassim, and your brother that jumped in first. And then me and Jesse were about to jump in and I'm like, stop being such a pussy. And
I was scared. I was literally like, oh, I don't know. And you literally said, stop being such a pussy. And as she jumped, I pushed her even further. But then somehow, because I pushed you, there was a rumor that I pushed you into the ocean. But that is not what occurred.
No, honestly, I
would never do that.
Honestly, I love that. I love that she did that because I'll get there, but I got in trouble for jumping into the water without a life vest. Your stepdad was super upset about that. He's like, how are you going to jump into the water? You don't know how to swim.
I mean, not your wisest idea. Yeah, no, for sure. Oh, by the way, Kathleen doesn't know how to swim. She can't tread water, no. Which is key to swimming and literally what they teach you when you're 5 years old. So you literally can't swim.
No, I can swim. I just cannot tread water. It's that different.
Is very, very important.
Swimming is this, Jesse. This is swimming.
You just know how to swim in motion, but just do that just upright. Just keep the feet going.
Treading water has nothing to do with knowing how to swim. It's about strength.
No, it's not. Honestly, I don't agree with you. And I do think it was very dumb that you jumped in without a life vest. Myself, me, I personally can swim. So I thought I was fine. And I went in and I was like, you know what? I'll swim here and then I'll just swim right back onto the boat. I had the whole picture in my head.
No, I mean, like, I feel like I could have done that too. As long as I didn't stop, I can't tread water, but I can like swim and then turn back around and then get back on the boat, which is what I wanted to do.
Did you realize that we were in trouble?
Okay, so we jump into the water and immediately I go into panic because I start noticing that the boat starts drifting away from us. I'm like, that's impossible.
Expeditiously. It was like 2 seconds and it was like a mile away. I was like, are we
dying? We're like in the middle of the ocean. Guys, this is not a joke. Like me and Jesse almost died. Okay, well, so
I almost died because you refused to share your life vest with me.
A life vest is a one person thing. People cannot share life vests.
I really needed it. Bro, my first instinct, I went up to Kathleen and I was like, can I have your, what did I say? I think I said like, give it to me.
No, girl, no. We jumped into the water. She jumped in right after me. And then we noticed, okay, we start to panic because the boat starts leaving us. And we're like, wait, are we like drifting? We got caught in an undercurrent, guys. No idea very that was even a thing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought there were just currents. Didn't know and there were currents under the currents.
You can't see it because it's under.
Exactly.
You don't know until it's too late.
Mm-hmm. We start freaking out. And then all of a sudden I see Jesse on top of me. She's like, give me your life vest. Trying to steal my life vest because, hold on, I skipped something. We jump in the water and we're freaking out. And then all of a sudden I feel a life vest slap me in the face. Benji threw one at me.
Our savior, my cousin, who usually is like the most unlikely hero you would ever meet. But like, he kind of low-key saved us a little bit.
No, he actually saved us for real. Like, I'm not joking. We could have died. He throws the life vest at me and I'm like, oh my God, Jesus. I start grabbing the life vest. And then Jesse, out of nowhere, like a shark comes out like, give me your life vest. And I'm like, elbowing her. I'm like, get your life vest.
No, you literally were just like, no. Like, it was just, it was ridiculous. But then I started laughing. And then my laughing made me really tired. So then I had to flip and float because I literally could not breathe. Like, I just couldn't. By the way, meanwhile, my husband and Michelle, swimming like Michael Phelps, they caught up to the boat, no problem. It was just me, you, and Joey that could not swim against the current.
No, and the best part is that Joey's behind us, zero life vest, just treading water normally. He's like, guys,
yeah, like, let's
down.
Just chill out. And I mean, you were like,
we're like drowning and he's like, guys, you're fine, we're good. And Joey starts going, wait, where's Michelle? Nassim and Michelle were literally on the against boat. Against the current. That's so impressive.
Crazy. Yeah, no, it was amazing.
They were like, shoo, shoo, shoo. And we look and they're just climbing on the boat already and like drying themselves off, and we are literally 10 miles deep into the ocean, far as hell.
So bad. Right before though the boat got too far away, Benji like frisbeed me another life vest and I was able to get it. That was very helpful because I do fear what could have happened. Currents are super scary and they're not a joke. Like, obviously.
No, it's not a joke.
No, but it was, I was laughing at the time because I was like, I mean, the boat's there. Like, they'll come back and get us or something. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, they're not going
to
just let
them die. Yeah, I mean, we had a life vest. I went from getting scared to drown to getting scared to being eaten by a shark. Like, my fear changed immediately once
we
the life vest came.
We did see sharks, so it's not a completely irrational fear. We saw dolphins. We saw sharks. All sorts of things.
So I was like, oh my God. I literally felt like Dash. Is that his name in The Incredibles? When they fall into the ocean, he's like, we're dead. We're going to die. You don't know that?
Well, I think it gave us like a taste of how we would be in an emergency situation. And it's not good.
Horrible.
We just theorized about that, like with like the apocalypse and like how you would be and how I would be. And I do think now looking at it, I do think I might eat you.
Yeah. You literally went into every man for himself mode.
I have children. Literally, I have to go get them. Like, I couldn't die.
Actually, fair.
No, no. And I thought, honestly, I didn't think of it like, if I take your life vest, you're going to die. I just thought we could share. Or I thought maybe like we Titanic? Could switch. Like, I can do it for a little bit than you, but clearly not.
I drown for a little bit, then you drown for a little bit.
Just
you
know. Yeah, but nobody really drowns. Like, whatever. Anyway, the way managed was which, by the way, is what you're supposed to do. And I thought I knew this, but then in the moment I forgot it. You're supposed to swim perpendicular to the current. So not against it. You're supposed to swim like this. Like,
that's what I hear.
Well, that's how we made it to the shore. And then we were able to walk against the current to the boat, like to the area where the boat was. And dude, even walking in there was hard. Like, it was like really, really difficult. Horrible. Like the stream or whatever the fuck. Anyway, I was cool dwarf, but we did almost die.
No, we did. The thing is that the boat got so far away from us that we had to like start swimming towards the shore. And the shore was like 17 years away from us. Yeah. But then the boat unanchored. They had to pull the anchor out. They and did. Then come retrieve us.
Yeah, we had to like on it while it was like on, like while the boat was on. Insane. Yeah, that was quite an adventure. And then we just lollygagged around for like another hour. I'm so thankful my kids weren't there and like there were no kids there. It was just us and it was like, okay, we can manage this. But other than that, we had a great time. I mean, I even had fun not almost drowning, but like when I think back to it, my heart was like actually like really pounding and I was super tired. That was my thing, where that's why I started floating, because I was like, I can't kick anymore, like I'm so tired.
No, I was literally still panicking and like trying to swim, and I turn around and Jessie's just like, oh wait, she just gave up.
I forgot. Do you remember Joey laughing at me? Because at one point I was so tired that I decided, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna grip the life vest and I'm just gonna like flap my feet as much as I can towards the direction of the boat. Joey was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're literally just
flapping. Like, you're not moving.
No, you're not moving an inch. Like, you're actually moving further away. And I'm just like with my head down, just paddling.
We stopped paddling and we were like, we got back on the boat like.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
yeah.
Olympic swimmers.
Yeah. But we recovered quick. We made it out alive. And so we lived to tell another tale.
Oh my God. You know what the funniest part about all of this was? Okay. So while we're on the boat, I do get motion sickness. And I had asked Joe, I'm like, hey, Joe, do you have some Dramamine? But when he hands me the Dramamine. When he hands me the Dramamine, I notice that it doesn't say non-drowsy.
No.
It doesn't even say less drowsy, because they have three different versions. I'm a Dramamine queen. I get motion sickness easily. So I'm like, no, Joe, I'm literally going to fall asleep here if I take the regular one. The regular one knocks me out when I get on an airplane, like knocks me out. So I passed on it. Alex wasn't anywhere near me. Everybody was at the back of the boat. Okay, the party was happening in the back of the boat. So Joe gave Alex a Dramamine. Guys, when I tell you, even when we were drowning, trying to get back on the boat, Alex was just watching it like this.
No, yeah, I have pictures of him that look like he was fully drugged. And he said, he's like, I'm going to make a story time and it's going to be Jesse's stepdad drugged me.
It's like, no, literally, Alex couldn't even open his eyes. We came back to shore.
He's 6'5", and it still fucked him up for the entire day. Like, he literally looked like he was not with us on this earth anymore.
No, he really wasn't at all. He was not on that boat. We get back, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take 6 espresso shots because this is just too much. That's... So we're like, okay, yeah, go get your shots. We go and we get some lunch and we're sitting down and I walk past Alex. He's just like staring aimlessly. And I'm like, hey, did you take your shots? He's like, yeah, I've had 7 and I'm just falling asleep and I'm scared I'm going to have a heart attack if I keep on. I'm like, yeah, bro, he could not open his eyes.
He would do everything except take a nap. I told him to just go to sleep and he's like, I can't. It'll mess up my whole sleep schedule. I'm like, well, maybe we need to just do that.
If he would have fallen asleep, Jesse, he wouldn't have woken up till the next day.
But he just was asleep awake. Like, he literally was asleep. Like, he wasn't with us. I feel so bad. I do have several photos on the boat, though. God, I hope he lets me put one up because it is quite funny.
Oh, I hope so.
He looked so tired.
No, and him with his big ass ass hat. It was so funny.
It was funny. And then, yeah, I mean, we had a great time.
Honestly, it was the best.
I thought the boat was a good experience. I did fear that Kathleen had a horrible time and that she hated it, only because for the last like hour, she's like, can we go back? Can we go back to the dock? I want to be in the hotel. Yes, you did.
That's not true.
You said that.
That is not true. What I said was, okay, everybody looked really flustered. Joe was very stressed out because we were kind of going in circles and getting lost. I said, guys, I have a great idea. Let's go back. Let's just go back to the dock.
I hated that idea because I was like, I paid for more hours. I would like to stay here for like, not the whole time because it was like a long time to rent a boat. But like at least like 3 hours or something like that.
We were there for 3 hours.
But for the last hour of that, you were asking to go back.
No, it was like the last 30 minutes.
Well, and then she was like, so how in advance do we need to call them to let them know that we're going to dock? And I was like, well, like an hour or like 30 minutes. And she goes, call them now. And I was like, oh my God, she hates the fucking boat.
No, I loved it. I was just, I felt so bad. Nassim trying to read a map and your stepdad trying to read a map. It was so funny. It was funny. They I feel like they wanted to dock.
You know what it is? They did want to dock. They try to like make me happy if I like want to do something. Like Joe especially is like, okay, like I want to make it happen. But like we could not find that fucking place. Like we could not find it if our lives depended on it.
I am convinced it didn't exist. We went everywhere.
Girl, I don't know, because when we called the people we rent the boat, like we rented it from, who told us about it. And we're like, we don't know how to get there. And they just told Joey some other directions. But directions in the water are crazy because it's like go in between these two poles. And it's like, which two poles? There's a lot of fucking poles.
No, literally. It was insane. But great time.
Then we went back and then you went in the water. By the way, you know that Nassim got like sun poisoning, right?
Guys, if I could put a picture up of Nassim's feet right now, no. You guys would literally pass
his
out.
Feet, you
guys
went would on pass the out. Boat were just swollen in the sandals. It was so bad. But now he started developing blisters yesterday.
No, for real. No, he got sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning. Sure. He was shivering.
He said he put on SPF. He said he put on a ton of SPF.
First of all, he probably only put it on once and then chilled in the sun for like 8 hours. And the sun in Marco Island was so fucking hot. I have never felt a sun like that in my life. Is it hotter than it is in Miami?
It was insane.
Like it was like a beaming sun. No?
No, it was just it gets that hot here too, but it was like exceptionally hot that day.
Bro, something was up with the UV. So then I had to buy a rash guard from the gift shop for like $70. And then Nassim did too. And we were all in just our little rash guards because we were, including my kids. Like my kids were already in rash guards, which is why they didn't get burnt. I want to bring back rash guards for adults. Why don't we all wear that?
Listen, adults wear rash guards, Jesse. You're just the only one who doesn't.
No, I always thought, I'm sorry, this is not to be offensive, but I always thought it was like older people.
That's not offensive. Okay. No, but like it's for viejos and very sensitive skin folk like you.
Yeah, I think I just need to find some cute ones, you know what I mean? Because
there's cute ones.
Yeah,
the one you were wearing was so cute.
Yeah, but girl, I was squeezing into that like a sausage.
You look great, girl.
Thank you. I had to like braid my extensions because if I don't braid these, like literally I'll never be able to brush them again. And oh, I looked like Wednesday Adams.
Jesse went to go take out her braids. She had like two braids there and she starts brushing it and I'm like, hello. I look at her, I'm like, you're gonna have to remove the braid first before you start brushing it, idiot.
Did I not?
And you're like, yeah, you're like, I already, you don't remember this? Oh, yeah. That drop? You go, I already removed the braid. I was like, oh, wow, is that that shit was tangled, girl.
Yeah, what? No, it really was. So that was the first day that I did not get out of the pool, like the entire day. And then after that, remember, I went back in the pool. Like I put my braids back in.
No, I know.
And then I went back until like 9 p.m. when they closed the pool.
That was insane.
And my daughter too. My daughter did not want to get out of the fucking pool.
Yeah, you know, but that's, you know, kids love the pool. They never want to get out.
You know, she just asked me, I think it was like yesterday, and she, when I was putting her to bed, and she was like, mommy, why are we not in the hotel by the beach? And I was like, you know, that's a really good question. I was like, we can only be there for a few days. She's like, why? I'm like, that's vacation. Like,
she literally asked you, why don't we live in Miami? Oh my God.
No, she didn't ask that.
That's so sweet.
It's so funny too, because I was like, you know, Cousin Belle has a pool. She goes, Cousin Belle's pool is small. I was like, oh my God. So now she only wants to be in the Hilton
Cousin Belle,
freaking pool.
I hope Cousin Belle is not watching this right now.
First of all, their pool isn't even that small. She's just a bougie girl.
Oh, damn. She said it's not the Marco Island size.
I know.
My favorite thing was Joey the entire weekend just shit-talking all the food at the thing. He's like, this feels like a cruise at our hotel.
I did not
and
hear
you
him.
You too, talking shit about the coffee.
Joey's such a complainer. He's like next runner-up for complaining. I'm number one. I love to complain.
No, it was.
But he complains so fucking much too.
It was so funny. No, Joey was the best time. Every 2 minutes he was like, Benji, take a picture of this moment.
So
I'm
pictures.
Like, oh, I hate pictures.
You know why he asked but people, right? Because he lost his phone 20 times.
No, I know, literally. I was like, oh, I don't know where my phone is. I'm like, you don't care? He's like, nah, I'm just living my life.
And period, it showed up. He didn't lose it permanently. Somebody turned it into the front desk, so.
Wait, he lost it on that level?
Yeah, like somebody.
I thought he lost it in the room.
No, girl. One time he left it literally just on the pool chair, and then our cousin's wife found it, and then that was the first time he lost it. Then the next time he lost it, he like lost it for like a full day, and then the day we were leaving, he went to Lost and Found, and they were like, yeah, we do have it. Here you go.
Wow, that one lucky motherfucker.
I know, but that's his friend was saying, she's like, dude, Joey just like throws caution to the wind and then things work out for him. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't happen for anyone.
Must
else.
Be nice.
I know. Meanwhile, I catastrophize in my head and then things actually go wrong and I'm like, oh, no, so maybe I'm not crazy.
Stop it.
But I didn't mind the food. The food wasn't that bad.
The food was so good. The thing is, here's the thing. You can't be ordering burgers and hot dogs at a like Marco Island. You have to get the seafood.
The only food that I really, really, really enjoyed was that one restaurant we went to that was fucking delicious. The best coconut shrimp I've ever had in my life. I dream about it now.
No, literally the best coconut shrimp we've ever had. Literally. It's called Mango's Dockside Grill. If you're ever in Marco Island, you need to go there. The best sunsets, best coconut shrimp.
Yeah, and also their sushi was good. Their drinks were good. Their bread with mango butter. Oh my god.
They had a mango butter that literally you can eat it with like the nastiest bread and it'll still taste
I could
good.
Just lick it right on up.
No, literally.
And the sunset was fucking insane. I needed it so bad, even though the like whole traveling thing, like airplanes and stuff with kids and like it's a lot, but like it was so worth it. Like I had just such a relaxing good time and I really enjoyed it.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you never vacation. You're constantly working and filming and doing shit 24/7. So it was nice for you guys.
We also filmed together for each of our channels. So that's up now when you're watching this.
That's been up.
Yeah, that's been up. And it was fun to film. The audio sounds like shit. Kathleen told me it wouldn't, but it sounds fucking horrible.
I mean, for your standards, the audio sounds like shit. But for me, I'm like, I can't tell. It sounds great to me.
Oh, and also you told me in Marco Island that you're not coming to Disney, basically.
I am going to Disney.
Because you paid 70. Bro, this, I literally cannot. Kathleen tells me, first of all, mind you, when I told her I'm coming to Disney on this date, okay, these 3 days, okay?
That's okay, what I said. I just want to say, before you continue, I had already bought my race, but I agreed to that without knowing the date. Just saying, go ahead.
Classic Kathleen.
Of course.
By the way, if you guys don't know this, Kathleen has actual memory loss problems. She has like holes in her brain where all the things fall, where she's supposed to remember them. They just fall right into that hole, right into the sewer. And she will tell me the same thing minimum 3 times. But anyway, so she will agree to do things that she absolutely cannot do. Anyway, so she did that. She told me, yes,
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Go ahead.
Now, in Marco Island, she goes, what are the dates again for Disney? And I tell her, and she looks at her friend Michelle, and she's like, what are the dates of our race? And Michelle's like, no, it falls on that. And she literally looks back at me and goes, yeah, I can't go. And I was like, what the fuck?
I meant, okay, hold on. When I looked back, it's fine. My race is on Sunday. You guys are getting there on Thursday?
Thursday or Friday? No, I think Friday.
Okay, my race is Sunday. I'm going to take the Bright Line from Disney World, like, almost at midnight on Saturday, the day before. So I will be going to my race hungover and...
Perfect.
And a little bit...
Perfect.
You know?
I love
that. But still, I will be at both places.
Well, I will just have you know that she said, like, just like that, she told me, I can't go. And I was like, what the fuck? And then she's like, I already prepaid for my race. And I go, well, how much was it? And she's like, $75. I was like, I'll give it to you.
And I prepaid because right now it's $100. I prepaid.
Period. But yeah, no, I was just a little bit perplexed. But it's more than just like the spending. Like you've been training for it, right? Or no?
No, not at all.
Oh, so then what the fuck?
I do it for the cute medals. I like the cute medals.
This is ridiculous.
I did a half marathon in Disney World and I didn't train at all. And I had to ice my knees really bad when I was done.
I hate running with a passion.
Oh, me too.
Something
me too.
Happens in my knees that like is not right.
But the more you do it, like when you're done, when I finished that Disney race, like the high that I felt was insane.
Nah. No. Disagree. Are you allowed to walk those?
Yeah. Yeah. You think that You think that I ran the full 13 miles in Disney World?
I don't know how many. I know 13 miles in my head. Wait. In Disney World, was it in the park?
Yes, we run through the castle and everything. It was epic.
Okay, that's really fun. Did you have to buy a ticket to Disney to do it?
No, no. You could just buy your Run Disney ticket and then you know.
So you do have to buy a ticket.
Oh, I mean, you got to pay for the race.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. You said Run Disney. I thought you said one Disney ticket. Yeah. I was like, so you do have to buy.
No. The Run Disney ticket. Run Disney is huge. And that's honestly like running outside of Disney is hell.
Oh, like, interesting.
Sucks. I did a freaking Lululemon race in Miami.
Ew.
I don't know what possessed me to run in Miami in May. May. It was fucking May. Yeah, it was awful. I mean, I accomplished it. It was awesome, but I hated it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing with running. Like, why? You know what I mean? What's the purpose?
No, it's fun.
I could see why, like, triathlons are fun, why people bike and do the other stuff. But, like, just straight running is so hard on my knees. And then, like, I see people, like, doing those marathons and they just have, like, goo in their, Do you carry the goo?
I love goo. If it wasn't for the goo, I wouldn't have made it.
Wait, what does the goo do? Like, what does it taste like? What does it do? Is it thick?
Oh, my God. There's so many different goos. I like the pomegranate one because it got extra amino acids in it.
Yeah,
it has everything. It has like carbs. Some have caffeine, some don't, but it just gives you a lot of energy.
Really?
Without like the jitters.
You don't want to eat goo on a regular basis?
I mean, I think it tastes good.
Oh,
I would eat it on a regular bite.
Because I'm like, is that just a running thing? Do you have like a backpack?
No, but I have a little fanny pack.
Where you put your goo?
Mm-hmm.
What about water?
It's like one of those like running fanny packs. It's not just like a regular fanny pack.
Well, of course. Yeah. Do you carry water or what?
No, when you do those Run Disney races, it's kind of like a movie where you're like running and then every mile they like give you water and then you drink it and you throw it.
You throw it?
Yeah, you throw it like on the ground. I know, oh my God. It's fucked up, but like...
Yeah, who the fuck has to pick that up?
I know. If there's a trash nearby when I'm done drinking it, I will walk to the trash.
Wow, that's really nice
of you. I'm not like on a time here. People are like trying to beat their PR and they like don't have time to like go to the garbage.
Oh, they're like, like throwing it on the floor. Yeah. Like, oh, that's really intense.
Literally like that.
So you all start off in the same spot or what?
Yes, you all start off in the same spot, but there's like corrals. Like I'm always in the back because I can't run very fast or very well. So like they put the shitty people in the back and they let the good people go in the front. But yeah, you start like in the same space kind of.
The point is you are going to make it to Disney though.
Yeah, point is we're going to be going to Disney together sometime during the holiday season and we're going to vlog it and we're going to post it here on this channel.
Oh yeah, Kathleen has this whole, she has like a whole thing where she wants us to put in segments, okay? She specifically wants us to do a Disney vlog type thing. And then she wants us to do a segment in Alex's farm in North Carolina where we're like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie doing the simple life where we water his pigs.
Yes. Because Alex said we're like the Timu, Nicole, and Paris.
That was very rude.
No, I like that. I think it's funny. We're like, I would have liked
like we're like the Hispanic Nicole and Paris. Why do we have to be Timu?
Right. Oh my God. Do you see that fly in here?
No.
Oh my God.
Is that the same fly from like the first episode? Impossible, right? They die in 24
Impossible.
Hours.
Impossible. They die like every 24 hours. No, I think that's real.
Wait, I think I told you that fact. Is this one of those cases where someone tells you something and without researching it, you just like perpetuate it? Because I do that all the time.
No, I think I saw it on the BBC.
What? It's the fly that's been attacking me. No, it's the same fly that's been in my video for like the last three videos. It's so weird. It won't leave.
I thought they only lived 24 hours.
No, I have video of me telling you that a fly dies within 24 hours.
Wait, you have video of that?
Yeah, no, half the things that Kathleen doesn't remember, I just send her a video. Oh my God, the Bon Vivre thing. That's one of your worst memory loss moments. That was scary.
Oh my God, do we want to talk about that?
Yeah. And no, seriously, you need just to check it up. I don't know, just to make sure everything's fine.
I was telling Jesse I had gotten medication. I took pills, like I had memory loss pills, but I kept forgetting to take
them. Yeah, so that is a problem, you know, because, and they need that to think about that. Like memory loss pills shouldn't just be here's the memory loss pills. It should be like, here's how this is gonna work. Here's how we're gonna make sure you're gonna take
for
it.
For sure. I have bad memory, guys. Okay. I don't know what that means.
You have
means.
The worst memory out of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
Really?
No, there's literally, you're literally that lady from 51st Dates.
Honestly, I love that about me because sometimes when I reread a book, it's like I'm reading it for the first time all over again.
I bet.
No, I feel like I'm literally living 51st Dates. Also, excuse how freaking frizzy my hair is today. Your hair,
stop. Oh my God. We were lecturing Kathleen about this on the boat. Was it me and Benji or me and Joey?
That was all of you guys.
Yeah, we were like, can you stop saying your hair looks like shit, that you look like shit? All of this stuff. I'm like, I hate when pretty girls do that. You don't get to do that.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, but like, I'm not like super skinny and I'm not
girl.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, shut the fuck up.
No.
Shut the hell up.
No. So I've got stop some it. Things that I'm allowed to say. You? No.
No.
You don't get to. And every time she says my hair looks frizzy, it's like blowing in the wind. It's like Beyonce's hair just looks
my
gorgeous.
My hair is clearly frizzy.
No. Wait, we didn't say the Bon Vivre story.
Dude, Jessie had messaged me not too long ago and she's like, hey, whatever happened to Bon Vivre? Because she was like drinking a White Claw or something, or I don't know what you were drinking, a Truly. She's like, whatever happened to Bon Vivre? I'm like, what's that? I'm like, Bon Vivre, what is that?
No,
she's
no, you
like,
didn't just
you
say, what
me?
Is that? You said, what the fuck is a Bon Vivre? And I'm like... What do you mean, what's a Bon Vivre? It's the seltzer that you introduced me to that was your favorite seltzer ever. And she's like, I have never heard of that in my entire life. And within 2 seconds, I found the video of her literally saying like, I'm drinking a Bon Vivre. It's my favorite seltzer. I'm like, Kathleen.
No, literally. literally within 2 seconds, Jesse sent me a video. I had posted a recreating Bob Ross painting on my channel once, and I was drinking a Bon Vive that entire video.
I have two options here. Can you see them? So Bon Vive is my favorite. I just had a black cherry one. Best flavor to date. Amazing.
I watched that video back and I was like, holy shit. And then it came back to me. I'm like, oh, Bon Vive. I remember
that. That is the best seltzer that I've ever had, but they don't make it anymore. They like discontinued it. And it's only sold in like one store in like freaking North Carolina or New Jersey or some shit.
Honestly, I could even see it right here in when I'm looking at you. The fact that you have a White Claw sitting on that table right there is offensive to me.
White Claw is disgusting. There's like seven on this table.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, you know, put you on a blast like that. You know what? Publix. I'm going to go on a Publix rant. I love Publix. Like, I truly, truly love it so much. The Pub Subs, unbeatable.
Ugh, their popcorn chicken.
Pero qué de caro. Qué de caro, Publix. It has gotten out of hand how expensive I know. Fucking Publix is.
I know.
Janine sent me a picture the other day and she was like, look at these freaking Tyson chicken McNuggets. $12.99. And then she sends me a screenshot of the same nuggets on Amazon Fresh. $4.
I know. No, it's bad. But I the way that I rationalize it in my head is like, their slogan is where shopping is a pleasure. And it is a pleasure to shop there.
It is.
You could literally go to the manager and like say, I want this product. I want you guys to carry it. And they will just order it for you and put it on the shelves.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah. My mom used to do that for my little brother because he was like on a gluten-free diet for many years. And so like his gluten-free snacks, she would have the manager at Publix order it. And they would like stock the shelves with it for her.
Oh my God, I love that.
I know. Like they are just like very accommodating. And so like I factor that into the price. You know, because that's like where we shop mainly. Which is like insane. Everything there is amazing. But every time you step foot in there, you fart. $200.
No, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I will say their Pub Subs beat Subway every single time.
Bro, I had Subway yesterday and something ain't right with that meat. What is going on with the turkey? Can we talk about it? It don't taste right.
No, it does. Nothing in that place tastes right.
The fact that I kept eating Subway after they got caught having like yoga mats in the bread or something. Remember that?
What? Yes.
And I said, you know what? I'll have two more, please.
You know what I get from Subway? It's giving like mattress firm. You know what I mean?
I'm trying. Hold on. So it's giving like, mattress firm.
It's not real.
No, but there's people that go there. Mattress firm, no. Not us feeding into the Shane Dawson conspiracy that he spread with like no evidence.
About mattress firm?
Bro, the amount of money laundering people I have told that to that I'm just like, mattress firm is confirmed a money laundering scheme is insane.
It is. It is though.
No, it's not.
Bro. Have you ever bought a mattress at Mattress Firm?
No.
I don't think anybody has.
No, I'm pretty sure like my dad does. Like there's people that like want to go to a store and like lay on a mattress.
They'll go to like Sears.
But it's not the type of store that's going to get packed like at all times. Like it's just like one straggler coming in a day maybe.
I guess.
You know, and if they make 100. One sale a day, that's like $1,000. That's pretty good.
To stay in a store, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like it's hard out here. Rent is expensive.
Oh, I know. Everything's closing down. Isn't Denny's closing? What else is closing?
Oh, hell no. Don't tell me that. They have the best ranch. Don't say that to me.
That is so random. Who the fuck eats at Denny's anymore?
What the fuck? Denny's is so good. And if you order from the senior citizen menu, is
you can't do that.
I do it all the time. People in Hialeah do not give a fuck, okay? The Hialeah on 49th Street, I be ordering from the senior citizen menu and, you know.
I can't believe you just admitted that.
Why? They you know what? Shout out to Denny's helping me save some money.
Now watch them get rid of the senior citizen program because too many people were abusing it. And on the front page of that movement is you.
The senior citizen program.
My poor dad can't get his moons over my hammy half off.
I don't think they offer the moons over my hammy on the senior citizen
menu. I'm so dead. Wait, I thought the senior citizens discount was just like on whatever you eat. There's like stipulations.
No, there's a whole senior citizen menu.
Oh, that's bullshit. You wait literally 60 something years to be able to get it. And it's like five things.
55.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Wait, do you think they think you're 55?
It radiates from my soul. They're like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, okay, esta es una vieja.
She's a senior citizen on the inside. Okay, Denny's and Wingstop. Best ranch
Wingstop,
ever.
Yes.
Both of them. Nobody else would compare.
I love Wingstop Ranch. I get the Wingstop Ranch. So I get a large. And then literally, you know, their Cajun corn.
Girl. I love their Cajun corn. Extra Cajun sauce. I mean, powder thing.
That's actually
extra.
Pretty crazy. Spicy.
Get it.
But like, I literally get that little round piece of fucking corn. And I just like drench it in the ranch. And I'm just like,
no, literally.
It's so good.
I agree. I honestly only order Wingstop for their ranch. Like, I don't really care for their wings that much. I'll eat it, but I'm saying.
But you like Buffalo Wild Wings.
I will. Buffalo Wild Wings is 10 million times better than Wingstop, and I will die on that hill forever.
Have you not seen that TikTok forever. Video of someone saying how we prep the wings at Buffalo Wild Wings? And it's literally a 5-gallon bucket on the floor of frozen ass chicken wings, and they're just spraying it with a hose and beating it with a hammer.
What?
I swear.
Why did you tell me that?
I know. But I'm just saying, there's always something, like when you taste Buffalo Wild Wings, you know it's frozen.
It tastes good. How do they make the fried pickles? Because that's my favorite.
Their fried pickles are fire. I love their
fire.
I mean, I like a lot of Buffalo Wild Wings food. Uh-huh.
Have you been to Twin Peaks?
No.
Oh my God. You need to try the fried pickles at Twin Peaks, guys. Holy shit.
Better? Best fried pickles than Buffalo Wild Wings?
Better.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to say that the Buffalo Wild Wings had the best fried pickle. No. Twin Peaks.
You know, we met in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
We did. Well, we met. You picked me up at my hotel and then we went to go eat at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That is literally so random now when I think about it.
That is so random.
Like our origin of friendship is very random because it doesn't feel like I know you from the internet. It feels like I met you in Miami like randomly one time, you know?
Dude, it's so insane how we became friends because I don't typically like talk to people that I don't really know. I'm very weird with strangers mm-hmm. and stuff. But I mean, a lot of people have asked us to talk about like our first impressions of each other and how we met and all of that. So I feel like it's the perfect time to get into it.
Oh, okay. First impressions. You said, who's this huge
but
bitch?
But before we get into that.
What?
Wait, what?
You're just like so tiny and smaller than me. No, that you said, who's this huge bitch?
Oh my God. I would never fucking say that, you stupid bitch. But before I get into that, I just want to say we have our very first sponsor on the podcast. I am so excited.
Oh my God, I forgot you were going to do this. Okay, period. This episode is sponsored by
Light Slacker. Wow, we have our first ever sponsor, guys.
Kathleen didn't tell me that. We were in Margo Island. She's like, I am going to make Light Slacker a sponsor of every episode, but obviously not paid, not where we get any sort of compensation.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, can Lightslacker sponsor the podcast without paying any money?
That was like, well, I guess if you just start saying the ad read, then there you go.
Yeah. So this episode is brought to you by Lightslacker, and we are about to launch our fall collection. Come check us out. We have beautiful polishes ranging from all sorts of affordable prices. We got some creams, some shimmers, some jellies, long wearing, chip resistant. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's the best polish I have ever used, personally.
And I love the Totally Jelly top coat. You know what's so funny? When we're filming this, I literally just shouted out in the next episode of Do We Know Them while we're filming this. This is long gone when you guys are watching. But I just shouted out the Totally Jelly top coat because we were talking about like nail polish.
Yeah. Are you sure you weren't talking about Olive and June?
You're so annoying, bro. I got sponsored by Olive and June on the podcast and she's like, wow, how fucking could you? I'm like, well, they paid us. That's how. And I do like Olive and June.
So because we're too poor to pay for you, we have to go and you, that's fine.
I have no idea what you just said.
I said, so Light Slacker's too poor to sponsor Do We Know Them. So you just go ahead and sleep with the enemy.
Listen, I thought about it. Like when I was doing it, I did have a brief moment of silence for Light Slacker. But
honestly, guys, I am just kidding. All love. Like I love Olive and June. I love supporting, you know, other, you know, brands that do the same thing as me.
I know I like Olive and June. What was so funny though is that we had to cover it. So like we were sponsored by Olive and June, and then literally in the like next episode we had to cover the fact that with the It Ends With Us drama that they came out with nail polish with Colleen Hoover that was like not tasteful names type of thing or something.
Wait, you had to cover that?
Yeah. Listen, we don't pick sides,
Colleen
okay?
Hoover.
Yeah, Colleen Hoover.
Why is that drama? I thought for some reason you said Colleen Ballinger, and I'm like, that's bad.
I'm
but wait,
so
why
dead.
Do people?
No, because It Ends With Us with like Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni.
Oh yeah, but that's not Colleen Hoover's fault, is it?
No. So Colleen Hoover did like the collaboration with Olive and June, and like it was something about the names of the nail polishes that were like insensitive to like the DV in the story.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense actually.
And then when honestly. Me and Lily like pulled up the nail polishes on screen, we're like, oh, that's Olive and June. We're like, oh shit, oh, we shit. Just brought out
safe
that.
To say you won't be getting sponsored by. Them anymore.
No, they haven't been back for a while. I don't think they liked us, but I liked them. I used them for, you know what I liked? You need to come up with something like this. It was like a drop that you put on your nails and like your nail polish dries like that.
Oh, like quick dry drops?
Oh yeah. I was dropping it all in and my nails were dry in 2 seconds. I liked it.
Oh damn. We need to look. Actually, we've been wanting to do something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write it down. Thank you so much, Olive and June, for this.
You better write it down right now because you will forget. Write it quick.
No, I have my PD department working on that. So thank you so much, Light Slacker, for sponsoring this video. We love you so much.
We do.
And now back to our, right, what we were saying.
Yeah. Wow, that was really smooth. Oh, nobody's gonna even notice that that was an ad. You know that since we're not paying, you don't even need to disclose it. You could have just been like, oh my god, I love Light Sakura, how about you? You know what I mean? Could have been more natural. Next time.
Can we say that about like anything we love?
Yeah. Wait, what's the question?
Wait, would we get in trouble for saying a brand sponsored us even though they didn't?
What do you mean?
Like, you think Light Sakura's gonna come
for us? Can you imagine
us?
We get fined by the FTC? They're like, you were not sponsored. Light Slacker doesn't have that kind of money. No, we won't. We're good. Anyway, what was your first impression of me?
Oh my God. Okay, so that's right. We met through, I want to know what your POV is. Like, how did we meet?
Okay, my understanding is that the person that you were in a relationship with followed me on Vine and told you about me. That's what I had heard or understood.
Well, yeah, Danny was the first person to discover you on Vine.
Not me, like, not saying his name.
We can say it. It's okay, not Voldemort.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure.
We can say his name. No, yeah, Danny had, like, followed you first, and then he was like, oh my god, this girl's from Miami, and blah blah blah, and then I started following you. We both were obsessed with Vine back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
And then I started following you, and then one day I noticed that Jesse bought my ColourPop collab, my Lumiere lipstick. You bought Lumiere.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Kind of.
Yeah, she bought my lipstick, and then when I noticed it was her, I like DM'd her and I was like, oh my god, you bought like my collab, I have been following you forever. And then you were like, yeah, I love supporting like a fellow Miami girl, blah blah blah, like is what you responded to me.
I cannot, like, even if you put a gun to my head, remember how I found your content, or like if I followed you like avidly before. Like, I don't, obviously I did if I bought Lumiere. I remember the lippy.
Yeah,
like, I remember the whole thing.
No, I mean, I remember you buying it and being like, wait, she doesn't even follow me. How the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was so weird.
I'm not sure. Wait, but how'd you notice that I bought it?
Did you post about it or something? I don't know how I noticed, but I DM'd you immediately when you bought it.
Maybe
it was
like an Instagram story or like something that I just put it up and said.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. But then I DM'd you and you were like, oh my god. And then we started talking back and forth. And then I went to LA for work, and I don't know how we decided, like, hey, let's meet up and go to lunch or something.
Yes. And I do remember that. It was so funny because it's like,
the rest is history. Oh my god, I could put up a photo. I have the first photo we ever took together.
I know, I remember it well.
You have it? You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When we're in the car. We're in your car.
Okay, so I picked you up from the hotel. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and then we like walked around the mall.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Because I remember you specifically going to the body shop and like looking at their bronzers, and like we went to Sephora and like looked at their stuff. Remember?
Oh my god, it was like that four-story shopping mall.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a long fucking time ago.
A very long time ago. And I remember it was so funny because we've known each other for so fucking long that it literally, like, at that point, I had like started making money off the internet. And you like kind of hadn't that much. Like, you were like starting to. And I remember like you were asking me like, well, like, how much do you make and stuff? We were talking about it. You were like, whoa, like, that's crazy. And then like our roles so flipped after that. Like, you were doing your ColourPop
collabs. No, they didn't.
Don't you remember when I did the beauty guru like in the life, and I'm just like, this is what it's like to be rich. You remember?
Oh my god. I remember the in the life beauty guru thing. Oh my god, that was so funny.
Like, literally you just like skyrocketed, and we're just like doing collabs. I remember she would bring me to her little collabs and they would ignore me because I was the gangly one in the corner. Nobody cares about the gangly one in the corner. Okay,
you say that often.
No, it's true.
What event are you referring to? What are you referring to? Because you say that.
Okay, I'm referring to specifically the benefit weekend in Las Vegas when Jeffree Star and Manny MUA ignored me to my fucking face to talk to you.
Okay, well, who cares if Jeffree Star ignored you?
Okay, no, literally. Yeah. No, period. But also, what really bothered me about that is that Manny MUA, years prior at your 1 million subscriber party, okay, he had told me, like, Jesse, like, I love your vines, like, you know, like a fellow Hispanic girl, whatever. Like, literally, he was so nice. And then when he was with Jeffree Star and came up to me, he ignored me completely to talk to you as well. And I was just like, and then I just went to the bar.
No, I honestly think that during that time, Manny was like possessed by some sort of demon, and like,
it wasn't. The demon really is Jeffree Star.
Yeah, because he's a very nice boy.
To you.
He's a very nice man.
To you.
No, he's nice. He's nice.
To you. He was nice to you. That like beauty space can feel pretty like icky. Like,
oh my god.
Even at that party, like, Tati came up to me and was super sweet. Like, I feel like there's certain people.
Tati was there?
In the Vegas benefit thing, yeah.
What? Are you sure?
100%.
Are you sure you're not mixing her up with Candy Johnson?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
No, Tati was absolutely there. Yeah, no, she was. No, like, I just feel like those spaces are a little bit fickle. Like, that one time at the Two-Faced lunch thing that I was your plus one with Nicole Guerrero being the host, remember?
Oh my my God. Yeah, we met Nicole Guerrero and Carly Bible in person. Oh my God, with our iconic picture, this one.
Oh yeah, I remember that
very
picture.
Very tall.
Oh yeah, next to me. No, I actually do remember the picture. Wait, but also that was the time.
People were so nice at the Two Faced event.
To you. No, I know. I'm sick and tired of this narrative. No, literally what happened, and it just was a moment that stuck with me, I suppose, is when the girl, she was like one of the Two-Faced ladies. I was talking to her and then Carly Bible started talking. And when I tell you, like, this woman just completely just stuck, because, you know, when someone's talking to you, like, you're looking at them and engaging with them. Completely, it was like a wall just went up and I no longer existed and only Carly Bible existed. And it was really embarrassing because I was saying a sentence and I just like faded away and then nobody responded. And then I just shut up.
Oh my God, that's awful. And that's really hard to do to a Leo. That
No, I wanted to kill myself. I was like, I am a worthless piece of trash. It was awful.
Bro, that's happened to me so many times at events where like a bigger person will walk by me and they'll just pretend I don't exist after that.
So I feel like that's a big thing in the beauty space. And I felt that way too. I don't know if I can say this or you're going to make me take this out. But when we did your like little dinner with the ColourPop people, we don't have to say who it was from ColourPop, but it was somebody
from
ColourPop.
You know what? That is what I thought you were going to say. When you were bringing up this thing, like, oh, I thought you were going to say the ColourPop dinner. Can you remind me what happened?
So basically, I mean, they didn't really care that I existed, which is fine. But like, I mean, it's not. But like, yeah, like, it's fine if you just want to focus on the one person, even though it was only like six people at the dinner. So it's not that hard to, you know, pass around the focus. But no, like I really, even, as much as I like to be included, I like to include other people. I don't like when people feel left out. It makes me feel sad.
Oh, no, me neither.
But I was fine. The dinner was fine. I didn't like the way that lady was like, she treated you like you were like a prized goat. You know what I mean? Like you were like a show dog or something. And it was like, Kathleen, like we just, you're just amazing. We just love you so much. Like I just felt like it was bullshit and it was. But like, it was just like, thanks for making us a lot of freaking money is basically what that dinner was. And it was fine.
I mean, that's usually, actually, you know what? That's not true. Cause I was gonna say, like, I have collabed with a lot of different brands and there are some brands that definitely feel way more familiar than other brands.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, ColourPop never really felt, aside from like the people that worked there, like Jordan and Sharon and Aaron, a lot of really, really, really great people that worked there. But like the vibe hire or whatever wasn't super familiar or things like that. Like they were a little bit more cold and like, even though at the dinner they were super nice to me.
Yeah, but they gave you a designer handbag. But again, it was like a show goat.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That was crazy. I never used it.
No, see, but I bet like they don't even know you. They don't even know what you like.
No, yeah. I'm like, what a giant, oh my God, this sounds so fucked up. Like I was so grateful. So grateful. But I am like, I'm not like a designer wearer.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not a designer person, but it was super nice. One time they gifted me a pair of shoes that I wore the shit out of them. They're really nice shoes.
That's nice. Yeah, no, like one time my YouTube network gave me, I mean, Michael Kors, like it could be a price, whatever, but they gave me like a Michael Kors watch that I just never wore. Like it's sweet and it's like, oh, like here's this thing because you like make us money, but they don't know you like that's that sweet. You know what I mean?
Well, Rare Beauty, okay, the people who work at Rare Beauty, they really think about whoever they're working with, okay? Because I got one time as a birthday gift. And mind you, I've never collabed with Rare Beauty. I was collabing with ColourPop all the time. Rare Beauty gifted me a cameo from Jesse McCartney. Okay.
What? Hold on.
I was obsessed with Dream Street. I even made an entire palette with ColourPop called Dream Street, like the band. I was obsessed with Jesse McCartney. Really?
Yeah.
Super expired.
Yeah. Sits somewhere
Jesse McCartney,
in there.
He was part of the band of Dream Street. And dude, they gifted me a cameo of Jesse McCartney. And he's like, hi, Kathleen. Heard you love Dream Street. He starts singing the Dream Street song.
Wow.
I have the video. We can put it up. Let's put it up.
Wow.
Role play. I mean,
role play. Like let it roll type of thing.
Right, let it roll.
Hey Kathleen, it's Jesse. You have to forgive me, I'm getting over a very sore throat, but I'm thinking about you. I hope you're having an incredible day. This cameo was brought to you from Rare Beauty, whoever they are. Clearly they care about you and love you very, very much, as do I. Listen, I'm gonna be touring at the end of the year, in November and December. And I don't know where you live, but go online, get yourself a ticket. Bring Rare Beauty, bring your whole family, bring whoever. I'd love to see you. I don't know that we'll be singing any Dream Street, but I'm gonna rest my voice a little bit and we're gonna sing all my old school stuff and a lot of new songs too. And I'd love to see you. I hope you're having an incredible day, Kathleen.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, like the video, if I would have seen it at 12 years old, would have lost my mind. In my 30s, I was like, that's sweet, Jesse. That's
so
sweet.
But I'm so dead. Well, have you seen, I was gonna ask you, have you seen his transition into Judge Judy on TikTok?
Yes, he does his voiceover so well. I love him.
Yeah, he does good. Go, Jesse.
He's good.
No, yeah.
He's good. Pobrecito.
Yeah, the way you were describing it was very pobrecito. It's not giving 98 degrees on the stage, like, embarrassing or anything.
No, he just gives me pobrecito boy vibes.
Oh, yeah, he seems sweet. Oh, I just saw the fly. Big as fuck. We need to do all of this. I hope Nassim does watch the podcast, but only like a little bit. I hope he doesn't make it this far in. This is what we need to do.
Oh, he won't. This is already the end.
We need to invent random trips for the podcast so that I can just go to places and say it's for work.
Oh my God, I love that idea.
He'll be like, babe,
I've only been saying that.
You gotta watch the kids. Let's take a trip. If we go to Vegas on a Friday morning and leave on Sunday, we'll be totally fine. Like, that'll be great.
100%. Oh my God, it'll be a whole thing. We could throw the segment in here. I think we have to kind of write it in. I think we have no other choice but to put it as like things we got to do in the podcast.
I 100% agree. We need to get
we need to be in person.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we could do for those episodes in places like Vegas and stuff? We could literally rent out a podcast studio, just bring our mics and go and like film episodes together. Like we could do that in Miami. Vegas? Everywhere. Everywhere has podcast studios. Atlanta has them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even Georgia?
Yeah, even us. You know, we have electricity, right? It's so funny because we literally bully Alex and we're like, do they have like internet where you are? Like, you live in a barn, right? He's like, no.
Look who's talking, freaking Kroger over here.
Oh my God, now I want to go to Vegas like tomorrow. Okay, I'm thinking about it now.
Oh my God, let me know. I'll book it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think we should.
Yeah, my mom's downstairs. I'm going to start buttering her up real good.
Yeah, I think we should. Honestly, I think it's part of our soul. Like, the first time I went was with you. The last time I went with you, I think we have to go back and make more memories, new memories.
No, literally the trauma that Vegas holds. But then also, simultaneously, you are pretty much the only other person I know that loves Vegas as much as I do.
Oh, I love it. Like, but you think I wouldn't.
Love it. No, I literally would. But me too. I it doesn't really make sense that I love it. Like, I'll gamble a little bit, but I'm not like sitting there gambling all day or like anything, but it's just the spirit of it. I love it.
I'm telling you, there's an energy in Vegas that I find very magnetic and yes. Alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though that one show took us to, which was very sweet, Kathleen would like, I'm telling you, she was such a baller. She would like just get everyone tickets for a show or some shit in Vegas. And we did
that. I just wanted all my friends and family to experience things with me.
No, it's so sweet. So. That's what I do now. Like, literally, it's the best thing to do with your money. I love it.
I can't afford that now, but I
can do it now. We switched. I'm telling you, we have our switching moment.
I love that. No. No, we're not going to switch again. We're going to like be on the same page.
So. Right, right, right. No, JK Podcast, craziest podcast in town. We make millions of dollars. Actually, I hope by the time this is up, we're monetized because we haven't been for a while.
Oh, yeah. We haven't made any money from the last videos, but after three episodes, we can make money.
Yeah, we're gonna get up there. But you took us to a Cirque du Soleil show.
We were just sponsored.
And I almost fell asleep.
Which one was that? Oh, the Rev?
Girl.
Oh, it was so good.
Girl, that with the water, literally the water was so soothing. Oh my God, it was incredible. I was like... It was a great show, but wow, that put me right to bed.
If you guys ever have the opportunity to watch Le Rev from Cirque du Soleil, it was insane. It was so good. That's so what good. I'm saying. Like, Vegas, it's not just getting drunk and gambling. There are so many beautiful things to do. We did this trip where we saw the Grand Canyon, and then after, we rode our kayaks through the Colorado River. It was so cool.
I cannot still believe that you rode a helicopter in Vegas.
Oh, never again.
Never again. Literally, I would never do that. Like, that's insane.
No. It was like a once in a lifetime. I did it twice. I went to Vegas. I did the thing around Grand Canyon, and then I loved it so much that the second time I went to Vegas, I wanted all my friends to do it with me again, and I made them all go.
Oh, I love that. No, I've never seen the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God, it's so good.
How far is it from Vegas?
Like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not that far.
No, literally on a little bus. I booked it through the Cosmopolitan in the lobby, and I booked the excursion.
Wow, interesting. What else is there to do if not a helicopter? You just stand and look at it?
No, yeah, there's so many things you could do, like little bus tours. There's like an emerald cave where the water is like green, green, green. There's so many things to do.
Oh, I want to do that. I love caves.
Yeah.
Yeah, really I love good. That.
We got into the cave and we were there on our kayak, and Eric's girlfriend went to go take a picture and bloop, went right down into the water of the emerald cave. Yeah. We're like, never see that again.
Oh, you can't go in?
That sucked. You try to go in there?
No.
You die.
Damn. No, now I really want to go on a trip. I'm also buttering Nassim up for our potential tour. We're planning a lot of things that we're very excited for.
We have 4 episodes up. And we're like, guys, we're going on tour. You saw that Joe and Frankie are doing Madison Square Garden?
Are they really?
Madison Square Garden, that's the basement crazy. Yard. Yes, dude.
That's insane.
That's crazy. That's going to be us in 3 years.
No, literally it is. And I feel it. Well, only because like also I feel like we want to do that. And I think that in like 2 years with our our sheer will, we'll be there. Even if it's like a little room mm-hmm. and we're just touring like little bars or something. That would be so fun.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. And then you can sing.
No. Girl, this ain't a James Charles moment. It's not happening. No, thank you.
Can you imagine?
Bro, I would rather die. We could tour like improv places.
That would be cool.
I used to take my first dates to the Laugh Factory or Improv because I didn't want to talk to them. So I would go there because drink and we could like watch comedy. And one time I accidentally went to the Improv on a night where it was, I don't know his name, but the Silent Bob. You know Silent Bob?
I don't know comedians.
No, it's not. It's like a movie, like something in Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob or something.
And Jane and Silent Bob. Yeah.
I don't think it's Jane, but yeah.
I think it's Jane.
And so he has a podcast, I guess, and he was touring with his podcast. So like I showed up randomly and I thought I was going to a comedy show, but it was just literally him and his podcast. So I was just filming an episode there.
I don't believe you.
No. Believe me, because it happened. And I did not like it, but I also didn't know what his... I was very confused. And then I had to actually talk to my date.
That sounds horrible.
And I was pissed.
Oh, no. You know, that's one of my biggest fears. Imagine, like, somebody taking you on a date and... Okay, not one of my biggest fears. That was so dramatic. But imagine somebody taking you on a date and it's the same place that they take all their first dates.
Me. No, that's what I did. But for men, I feel like they weren't really used to, like, me. Like, I was the one that was like, not only will I take it, like, I'll buy our tickets and let's just go and have a good time.
Yeah. But I'm like, how many guys have you brought here, Jesse?
A million.
Ugh, that would hurt.
You're not special. But yeah, no, we are going to tour. And that in like 2 years, it's going to be around the time where Amelie is like at a good age. She's going to be like almost five. No, she's going to be like 6 years old at that time, like in 2 years.
Oh my God. And it's like six going on 16. Cause I feel like maturity, she's there.
She's so there. So then I'm like, okay. Like my first thing when I was even thinking about that with Do We Know Them? But the problem is that like Lily has like severe fright. Like she's scared of that. Like being live and stuff, she gets like really bad. Like she'll shake and like just be,
I get it. It's scary, dude. We'd have security and stuff, right?
Yeah. And then also I think with our like the Do We Know Them podcast, like it's just like less tourable because it's not like we do topics and stuff. Like it just felt like not something we could just like sit and do. I don't know. So like we were like, it would be fun to do live shows, but it wasn't like top priority. But even when we were thinking about it, Amelie was still like sucking on my tetas. You know what I mean? So like, oh God, mm-hmm. I can't go anywhere.
It's hard.
I'm so beyond breastfeeding. Okay, it's been like a year now. And she sleeps at my mom's house. I'm like, let's go to Vegas tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Disney World, Las Vegas, North Carolina, and Savannah before the end of the year.
That's a lot of trips.
Maybe that's too much.
Maybe get less. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, August, September.
We're planning on doing... Wait.
No, totally.
Did we just make those plans when we're drunk? Hold on. We made plans when we were... hammered this weekend, but like we're still doing North Carolina for New Year's Eve, right?
I do vaguely remember this conversation.
we said we would all rent a cabin and do North Carolina.
No, well, I rent a cabin every year with my family and I love doing it. And like last year, Benji came, Alex came.
Oh my God, you invited me and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, that's when I told you I was never gonna invite you anywhere ever again. But then I did one more time. And then lucky but for then you, I went to Margo Island. You went to Margo Island because that was really going to be the last time.
You spread gossip about me because as soon as I got to Margo Island, her entire family's like, wow, so surprised to see you here. I'm like, what have they told you about me?
Well, only the truth, I fear. No, like literally they knew that you were supposed to come to the cabin and you waited till the last second to say that you were not coming to the cabin.
Okay, that's not fair. I waited till the last second because I was going to go till the last second.
Yeah, that's what canceling the last second is.
I know, I'm sorry.
But like, it's so fine, bad. It's fine. We're going to redo it. We're going to redo it. And now you know since literally right now. And Alex wants to do...
No.
Oh, wait. Another thing we have to do. Helen, Oktoberfest.
Oh my God. But Georgia. We have to combine that with the Savannah trip.
They're not even close together at all.
You said they were like 2 hours apart.
I never said that. And I actually don't even know how far apart they are. So there's no way I said that because I don't know. But anyway, guys, that's pretty much it, right? We yapped quite a bit, actually.
We did. We went through all our prompts, though. I had, look, Margo Island story time, our first sponsor ever. I have that written down. Our first sponsor ever. And then first impressions of each other. So we got it.
Wow. We nailed it. Guys, we hope you're liking the podcast. We're getting into our groove. Kathleen has her new mic.
I think so.
So hopefully it sounds good.
I do.
Yeah. It's nice and big and thick.
Yeah. Oh, you know, dare I say?
Reminds you of something?
It really does. Especially the girth. Like when I was unboxing the microphone today and I was like, I said, oh, That reminds me of our favorite
friend. Familiar.
But I hope the audio sounds better in today's episode. And also, it's going to be the very last episode where we have these freaking trapos.
No, over our we chairs. Said that last time, but for real, we already ordered our chairs.
Yeah, we ordered it and we're good. And so, episode 5.
Gonna be so smooth sailing. Well, anyway, guys, that's it. That's all we've got for you. And we appreciate you guys sitting with us, making us a part of, you know, your week on Wednesdays.
I do wanna say thank you guys for all the love that you've been showing us on all of the episodes. We've been reading the comments. We've seen a lot of comments that are like, we don't care what you talk about, just talk shit and we love it. So thank you so much. That means a lot to us.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, do people still love us? So yeah. Thank you.
And we're not Fun Bobby. Or we are Fun Bobby, or we're not Fun Bobby.
No, we're not. We're not Fun Bobby.
We're not Fun Bobby. We're not incredibly dull.
Yeah, we're not incredibly dull Bobby. We're Fun Bobby sober.
We're Fun Bobby sober. People are liking to like, I actually want to ask you guys, how do you listen to us? Like, what activities do you listen to us during? Are you driving? Are you cleaning? Are you sitting and watching? I know some people put it up on the TV. Some people put it on their computers. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, like it's a whole thing. So I'm curious to see how you guys listen to us, because I personally listen to podcasts while I'm doing chores and stuff. And I know a lot of people do that too.
Me too.
Which, by the way, you can listen to us. Some people were asking. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you prefer that. Or you can watch us here. Either or. Doesn't matter. It's kind of crazy. Like, our first episode had so many comments. And it was just like people just being like, we're just so happy you guys are doing it. And I'm like, oh, you mean it? Real life were texting me like, I love it. And like my first text back was like, do you mean it? Like, are you just being nice?
I was like, you lie to me, Rodriguez.
Not lie to me. Yeah, no, I genuinely am just super excited about it. I'm having fun. I feel like we're always like, okay, we'll just film for an hour. And then we just end up yapping and yapping and yapping and like, just, you know.
I know. And honestly, like, I was so excited to film today.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, we're filming the fourth episode. I was hyped.
Yeah, no, I love doing it. I think it's great. I love catching up. I think I especially love how it makes us want to like hang out more.
It's funny, not too long ago Jesse had sent me a text message and was like, what is it that you said? You were like, I feel like we're not as close as, or we're not friends anymore, like what's going on? And I said, I was drunk when you sent me that text messages. I was at my
when did I say that? Oh my God, I was probably super emotional.
It was on Cinco de Mayo. You were like, where have you been? I feel like we haven't talked.
Oh yeah.
And I literally sent you a video back. I was so drunk and I'm like, if we weren't friends, would I send you a video doing this? And I was like, doing the wave. Yeah.
If we aren't friends, then why would I send you a video like this? Exactly.
No, I love you so much. I'm so glad to be doing this podcast.
And no, I love you too. And like, even throughout all the years of not having a podcast, we still talk. It's just that it's like, you know, life gets in the freaking way. And sometimes you need a podcast to be like, hey, go do things together because you have to. And then you go there and you're like, wow, I'm having so much fun.
I know. Like, thank God we planned Marco Island. Now I'm going to have so much fun during Oktoberfest. Is that the next one? I guess like the first one we're going to be going to next.
Maybe. Yeah, because then, November is Disney. So, well, no, because before Oktoberfest is September. September's a whole month.
Oh, so are we going to Vegas in September?
Shit, we can go to Vegas in freaking August.
Actually, I have to go to New York September 22nd. What can we do with that?
What can we do with that information? No, I don't know, but my birthday's in August. Remember?
I know that. What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't have any plans.
Girl, you don't think I know that your birthday is August 14? Wait, 18, sorry. Wait, 17. I knew that, 17. You're like my number, 17. My number 17.
17, thank you.
You think I don't know that your son is the 18th.
He is, yeah.
Damn, I'm good.
Good memory.
See?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do see.
When's my birthday, bitch?
January.
What?
It's in the end of January.
What day?
It's so far down there. It's in the 20s.
You're almost there. Mm-hmm, it is.
January 21st.
Oh, so close.
January 23rd.
27.
Oh, I was gonna get there. We should do Vegas for my birthday. Hello?
Oh, then let's plan that.
Literally. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
Oh and my then God, we're going like, to Vegas for Jesse's birthday,
how
guys.
How can Nassim even be like, that's not a good idea? Like, that's such a good idea.
And that's your birthday. He can't tell you no.
No, he can't say no. I'm so excited. Well, anyway.
Anyway, I have to pee so bad. Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed me like shaking in my chair. Yeah, you are like rocking around
town a little bit.
I will say during the halfway mark, you'll notice I have my bladder is bursting.
Oh,
right
I love
now.
That for you.
So bad.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go so you can just go pee pee. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go pee. But thank you so much. Who were those girls? It was JK.
We'll work on it. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.